Morocco, week 3, Friday. Now, episode 15 of Moon Over Morocco.
He who houses a camel must make his door higher.
Jack has disappeared. Sunny Skies and Cosby Kelly believe that Jack left the festival to visit a city called the Mazamuda. But when they asked the direction of the Mazamuda, the answer they received was straight up.
Sunny Skies and I caught the next bus back to Marrakesh. It was late afternoon by the time we arrived at the hotel. We were picking up our room keys at the desk when the concierge handed me a note.
Message, monsieur.
Who's it from?
I don't know.
What does it say?
Forgive me for disappearing last night. Somehow I found myself on a bus to Telawe. Then I found myself hitchhiking back to Marrakesh. I'm all right now, asleep in my room. I'm sorry about the trouble I caused.
Well, that's something.
From here on, I must insist that you stop seeing me as your responsibility. Otherwise, there will be only further problems. But lest this should sound harsh, please understand that I honestly have appreciated your concern. I must now continue without hindrance, even if it means the loss of my sanity. Yours truly, Jack.
Now what, Mr. Kelly?
Who knows? I think the best thing to do is to get him back to Tangier. Maybe that'll cool him down a bit.
He wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
You're planning to drag him back there against his will?
Sonny, this is no country to flip out in. I've watched too many people come to Morocco and go bananas.
But how can you take it upon yourself to be someone's policeman?
Well, normally I wouldn't give a damn. I couldn't care less if someone wants to freak out and run amok in the streets. But Jack is pushing himself. He wants to become psychotic. That hotel collapsing around him, he had us all believing that actually happened. Getting down on his hands and knees and kissing a cobra on the mouth? I mean, not exactly normal behavior. And dancing with that knife last night. He's not only going to flip out, he's probably going to get his gizzard cut out in the process.
Yes.
He's even got me hearing bells. I don't care if I have to strap him to his suitcase. I'm hauling him back to Tangier.
And you're bigger than him.
Right. Now I'm going to get some sleep. I'll have the concierge wake me up if Jack tries to check out. Otherwise, I'll see you at dinner.
Have my friends returned?
Oui, monsieur.
Are they in their rooms?
Oui. I give them message.
Okay.
You go for a walk?
Yes.
You go for a walk in Medina?
Yes, but I'll be back for dinner.
Very good. Have a nice walk.
Me.
It's happening again. The moonlight. The archways. That sound. And again, the inscription. And my shadow. The darkness is my shadow. Now I can see the inscription. Standing in the way of our own light. The way. Those were the words hidden by the shadow. I couldn't read the words because my darkness covered it. It means I've been standing in the way of my own light. Blocking my own light. I've got to get back to the mountains. The gate is at the festival. The great stone circle. And the music is the vehicle to enter through the gateway. Incredible. It's all come together. At last.
Cosbar Kelly's Kelly speaking.
Monsieur Kelly?
Yeah, what?
It is 8 o'clock and dinner being served.
Dinner? Oh. Will you also wake up Miss Skies?
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Have you seen Mr. Flanders?
Oui, monsieur. He leave you message.
Another one? Can you read it to me?
Oui.
He hasn't checked out?
No, monsieur. Message say, Dear Kelly, I have just discovered...
Discovered, isn't it?
Discovered.
Yeah.
The remaining two teeth in the key. The inscription reads, Standing in...
What was that again?
Standing,
yeah.
Ah, thank you. Standing in the way of our own light. I believe the gateway will appear again.
Yeah.
This time, I'm prepared. Prepared.
Yeah.
To dive in head first. Don't worry. Be happy. Jack.
Yeah. That's it?
Oui.
There was a bus schedule by the desk. Do you know if there's any more buses going to the festival?
Wait one moment, please. Oui. Last bus leave 6:30.
No more leaving tonight?
No. That only bus.
Okay. Thanks. Connect me to room 95.
Yes?
It's Kelly. Listen, Jack's left for the festival again. He caught the last bus. I'm going to get a bite to eat and see if I can catch him.
How? With a net?
Rent a car.
Oh.
So, I'll see you sometime tomorrow.
What? You're not serious. I'm going with you.
How big a gap do we have to close?
He's about 3.5 hours ahead.
3.5 hours? How did he get so far?
Remember, it took 1.5 hours just to rent this car.
They have the slowest queues in the world. Just to buy a stamp at the post office takes at least 30 minutes.
We'll be able to go twice as fast as the bus he's on. So I figure we'll get there, well, maybe 1 hour after.
You think he'll be back inside that circle again?
I don't understand the trance state, but I imagine the whole thing flips over. The conscious mind goes under and the unconscious mind comes up. I don't know. Who knows?
The pattern is returning. It's all becoming visible again. Soon the gate will appear. All the shadows have been removed. Standing in the way of our own light. Soon the sky will begin to boil. The colors will appear. The design will shape itself. The gateway will unfold. I mustn't hesitate. Not for an instant. I must not hesitate.
Couldn't you have rented a larger car? Can't you go any faster? How much farther is it?
First, no, I couldn't. Second, no, this road is really steep. And third, we're almost there, so shut up.
Look at that moon. It's terrible.
A little ominous, maybe. Come on.
I don't see him.
Darn it, something's not the same.
The musicians are playing in the same place.
They've shifted. I know it's got something to do with the moon. So where would Jack be?
Maybe it's like an axis and the groups have moved around.
Right. But how?
There he is.
Oh, Christ. Look at him. He's totally out of it again.
The gates. I can see them now. They're opening. I must move now, quickly. Now, quickly.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tackle him.
You think that's wise?
No. You got a better idea?
Can't we just keep an eye on him?
I'm not going to wait for those knives to come out again. In I go.
It swirls before me. Why can't I enter? What's holding me back? I must move now before it fades. Now! Now!
Gotcha!
What?
Got him! He's got him!
I fall within. I fall within. At last.
What the hell? He's vanished.
Where did he go?
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear...
One other thing. What did you find out about that girl?
You mean Lila Ulupi?
Yeah.
That's a funny one, boss. The contest, she said Lila never was. Maybe just like that hotel collapsing. Never was.
Come on, Mojo.
The contest said she had a dream, you know, where she introduced this girl Lila to Mr. Jack.
She's saying she saw Lila in a dream, and that's all?
That's it, boss. She's never more than a dream.
The old bag's telling the truth?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Who knows? Only the shadow, he know.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.